of God, Abba, Ima, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The Word became flesh. The Word became bone. And the Word became one of our own. The Word is always breaking through. It is not contained in books. Luther was desperate to communicate the vitality, the creativity of that Word, but it's not held in the books. It's not trapped in the Bible. Profound wisdom, gift, a great anchor. This isn't it. The Word is dynamic. It enters into our lives to permeate and penetrate our own hearts. This is where the action's at. For we, my friends, are the cutting edge of evolution. You didn't forget that this week, did you? Evolution is not out there in the sciences and this. Evolution is us becoming conscious because we can care for this world. We can reverence life. We are what's making it whole. Got it? And that Word is what brings people to life when it's heard as the truth that sets us free. For Jesus says, if you make my Word your home, you will know the truth. The truth that sets free. On Easter evening, Jesus found the disciples locked behind closed doors for fear. They were terrified. Their world was ending. They might die. And he says to them, peace be with you. Shalom. Then he breathes on them, reminding them of the creation story itself. There was no life until God breathed into Adam and Eve. Take away your next breath, and you're not here. That's how intimate the relationship. And then he says again, peace be with you, shalom. For this is the culmination of all of Jesus' work, to breathe that peace within us, to breathe us into life and its fullness. Because when there is peace, when there's this peace within, then we become centered. Yes, we've all had those moments. It comes and it goes, that peace, I know. But without that peace, we can't become centered, and when we're centered, then we know and we believe in the beloved community. Yeah, there's no other way to live except to live into the wholeness with all sentient beings, with all that God has made. What good is it to have a fraction of life? And that's what we're about. That's who we are now. The Peace Center, creating beloved community wherever we go. That Word you see, that Word is a cosmic, creative, catalytic energy that creates the universe. And now it's come among us. The Word is not a competing ideology. The Word is not the Christian religion replacing all the other religions. It's here to add to. It's here to dialogue with. The Word is a light which illuminates all things. It cannot be contained. the Word sees God in new and surprising places. Religion wants to confine God to our space and place. Don't move. We got him pinned down here. Hold on. The Word shows up in Jesus, a life profound and confounding. The one who says, you'll find God in the sick and the ill and the dying, in the outsiders and the pagans, even in the Baha'is. Oh my God. The Word is on the move. It's trying to create us and open us into whole beings to participate in the wholeness of the universe. It overwhelms us. It is beyond. And it is vital for our lives. Prayer is not one of those 10,000 things you're supposed to be doing, and most of you are miserable at it. Who has time for prayer? God, so busy. No, prayer is the means by which we experience that light that illuminates everything. That's why it's so important. Prayer, the Word, contemplation, the Eucharist, these things are reconnecting us with that light again and again and again so that we can see who we are and who we are with others. The Word is never passive. The Word is never pretense. It is always present moment. It is engaging us in this present moment. We must meet it. And that Word always brings us into tension. That's why life of faith is difficult. It always brings us into tension between life and death. Again, religion just wants to reduce everything to being good. And that's a little project we can all work on, right? Every week we work on that one. Have you been kind to little children and animals this week? Well, then you're a good person. Whew. Way to go. Reduce. No. Life and death are in the choices and decisions we make every day. Every day. It's not just at birth and hopefully later on. Every day. Take a look at your bulletin cover. This is one of the most profound images of the crucifixion you will ever see in your lifetimes. Please take it home and meditate on it for the rest of your life. There he is, hanging in the balance, hanging above the abyss, hanging between life and death, because the world doesn't want the love which embraces all. We made that pretty clear in the crucifixion. No more of that. Stop that. Stop it. At the cost of his life, Christ pays the price to give us the peace which the world cannot give. Cannot. And it is through this peace that we are reconciled. That's why it's so important. Everything on earth and in the heavens is reconciled through the blood of Christ on the cross, which we taste again and again in this meal. The Word became flesh. The Word became bone. That cosmic creative Word became one of our own. That's the mystery of the Christian faith. That's the only thing we have to offer. All the other religious traditions are bringing wisdom and grace too. That's our contribution. The Word became one of our own, and that Word is always breaking through. into our hearts. It's breaking through the Berlin Wall. It's breaking through ice. It's breaking through the heaviness of heart that so many of us are carrying these days. Never fast enough for us, I know that. But it's breaking through. If we keep paying attention, it is breaking through the incredibly destructive tyrants of our time who can't get enough of slaughter and blood and destruction. Mad people are running the universe. They've always been around, but they're running it. It's breaking through the insanity. But it also breaks through into creativity and possibility. Gandhi was asked, if God should return to earth again, how will God come? And Gandhi said, as bread. Bread? Yes. When everyone is fed, we'll be in heaven. Thich Nhat Hanh, Vietnamese Zen Buddhist master, was asked, if Buddha should return, how will Buddha come? He said, as community. We know something about those, don't we? Every week, this bread feast to put us back in touch with reality. We know about beloved community and how important it is for us and all those that we engage. Luther was adamant that this word break into our lives, to permeate and penetrate our hearts so that we might come to life, as Jeremiah envisioned, so that we might become free thinkers. Shouldn't that get an amen at peace? Free thinkers. This is our lives. We're creating God's future now. That's what Jeremiah longed for. And that word, you already have it. Everything you're seeking, you already have it here. It's about paying attention to the unveiling and the revealing of that word and its unfolding within, if we pay attention. Therefore, fan into a flame the gifts you have received. The gifts of power and joy and insight and wisdom and grace and peace, fan it into a flame. Do not live in a spirit of timidity and fear and intimidation. No. The word is alive. The word is at work. The word is always creative. The word is leading us. If we pay attention. I've heard the rumors. When Steve leaves, we have to go back to being Lutheran. We don't stand a chance. Was all of this for naught? Our life, the gifts that have been stirred up, the creativity, possibility? Absolutely not. Don't play small. That's the worst offense toward God, to play small. Oh, we're just, you know, humble little people. There's going to be awkward times. It's going to feel off. It's going to... Keep our eyes on the prize. That's what the scriptures say. Where are we going? Yep, who's the new leader who's going to be stirring up hope, grace, creativity among us, so that we can go beyond what we're experiencing now. Pray for it, long for it. Make it happen. We need each other for that. We really do. Really do. Keep reminding ourselves. Eyes on the prize. Where are we going? If you make my word your home, you will know the truth. And you will taste the truth that sets us free. Amen. The peace which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.